Welcome to Athens Happens. I'm Emily Zeiler, Digital Managing Editor at The New Political.
And I'm Beau Kuhn, Senior Digital Producer.
Athens Happens is a podcast brought to you by The New Political, a student publication dedicating to explaining the nuances of Ohio University, Athens, and state politics.
You can find new episodes on Monday at thenewpolitical.com or wherever else podcasts can be downloaded.
This week, we sit down with the Ohio University Student Senate Vice President, Elena Tartle, on what Student Senate is and her role as Vice President. How are you today, Elena?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Just real quick to start, if you could give like a overview of what Student Senate is and like kind of what it does.
So Student Senate is an organization on campus that involves a lot of different students towards advocating for students' needs and like addressing their grievances. So we are kind of a bridge between administration and the students. So if they have anything that they're concerned about or something that they want to see on campus, they can come to us and we will work with administration to make that happen.
Do you typically actually have like students that are outside of Student Senate come to you with issues, or is it like kind of you guys are brainstorming and you're recognizing like issues on your own that could be addressed?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix between both. We do have a lot of students reach out to us, email us, reach out to us on our different social medias and kind of request different things or say something that they're concerned about. But we'll also have students come to a student speak out, which is at the beginning of all of our general body meetings. And they usually have about 2 minutes to kind of explain something that they want to see or concern that they have. Because we do have the Dean of Students and Dr. McSteen and the interim vice president, Dr. Hall Jones, there. So they're also there to hear students' concerns. But we also reach out to a lot of different orgs on campus. A lot of us are also a part of different various orgs, so we'll get student input that way as well.
So now that you've described like the role that you guys fulfill, what is the importance of that to like the normal function of campus?
Yeah, we make like actual real changes to campus. Last year we passed, a lot of students were concerned about the S grades and the non-credit grades not being added for the spring semester. So we heard students' concerns with that and we made an academic plan, brought it to administration and the Dean of Students, and we basically said this is what students want. This is why they want it, and this is the benefit of it. And because of our plan and our reaching out, we were able to bring the S grades back for that spring semester. So just like making sure that those changes are like real and we're doing changes that the students want to see.
Can you describe like kind of what it takes to be in Senate, like whether it be like the commitment, like time-wise, or just like stuff you guys like typically do, like the meetings?
Yeah. So the commitment depends on the different position that you have within Senate. Since I'm an exec member, I definitely do a lot more than the average member of Senate, and that's reflected in a scholarship that all three of the exec members receive through the university. And we have different executive staff positions. They do a little bit more work because they do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And then we have our commissioners and our senators. They do a lot of work as well. Each one of those has to hold 5 office hours per week for commissioners and 4 for senators. So anything that they do outside of that is not included in their office hours, but they definitely do a lot more work outside of that, just reaching out to the different students, writing legislation, just stuff like that.
So what specific duties do you have as vice president?
As vice president, my duties differ from the president. So the president is responsible for more of the external part of Student Senate. So President Yvonne works directly with administrators and has a meeting with the provost, the President Sherman, all of that each week. I deal with more of the internal Senate stuff. So I have meetings with all of the commissioners for different commissions within Senate every week. And then we have cabinet meetings every other week. So just kind of like helping them plan out what events that they want to do for their specific commission. And then facilitating that with administration and working with like the president to like make all this stuff happen. They might have a plan for an event or a program that they want to do, but they're not exactly sure who to go to make that possible. So I would be someone that they would talk to say, yeah, you might want to reach out to the dean of students for this, or maybe talk to the university planner, different stuff like that.
I don't know, like, if, because like you just talked about your duties, but like as vice president, are you able to like actually start any initiatives?
Yeah, so I am able to start a lot of different initiatives. I usually work with my commissioners on those and kind of delegate different projects that I'm interested in working on, depending on if it relates to their commission. So if there's something that I am really interested in working on for, let's say, the Women's Center, I might reach out to Megan Handel, who is our Women's Affairs Commissioner, and say, hey, this is something that I'm working on, see if she's already working on that, or if the Women's Center is also working on that. But I am currently working on legislation right now to oppose the Ohio House bills. I think it's 322 and 327. So that's an initiative that I've been taking up. It would make it so K-12 schools would not be allowed to discuss controversial or divisive issues, including critical race theory, in the classroom.
Interesting. That seems a little counterintuitive to education, but okay.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, okay, time to write up a legislation to oppose this.
Is that what both of those bills are?
Yeah, they work together.
Mm-hmm. So what's something important that Student Senate does that like a typical OU student might not know?
I would say this. I would say advocating for students is something that's really important to Student Senate that a lot of students don't know. And although that might seem like a buzzword, I say that all the time, how we advocate for students. But it is really true. We go to different org meetings. We are always on social media, all of us, to look at different students' concerns. And I wrote a bill based off of a tweet that I saw from a Ohio University student. And I reached out to her and I was like, hey, this is something that I'm also concerned about. Would you like to work with me to write a bill and make some change with that? So like just constantly seeing like what different students are doing. I honestly was looking at Yik Yak earlier and saw some things that people were concerned about, and it had a lot of upvotes. So I'm like, okay, students agree with this, so let's see what we can do. So like, I don't know if students realize how important they are to the conversations and discussions that we have. So them even posting on Yik Yak is something that I see and trying to make change for. So yeah, that's something that is super important to Senate, that I wish students would know more, that their voices really do matter and we really do consider all of their different points of views in the discussions that we're having.
Does Student Senate have like any like way they try to communicate with students more? Like, I know you guys check social media and like including Yik Yak, the newest mode of change, I guess. But like, I don't know if it's ever been like a complete issue, because like at some point sometimes, like, I guess you're not gonna see stuff on social media. Like, do you guys, I don't know where I'm going. Like, I know what I'm trying to say.
No, I get you.
Okay.
I got you. Yeah, that's definitely, reaching out to students and making sure that we're hearing all of students' voices is something that we're always working on. Social media is a great tool, but obviously not everyone is going to be on social media and we are not going to see everything. We're holding a town hall next week. I believe it's Tuesday the 26th from 4 to 6. And we invited the president from every org on campus to come and just kind of advocate for their org and like ask us questions, get to know more about us and what we do. Different events like that. We were also tabling outside of Baker for the past week. And we got a lot of new members of Senate from that, but also just students coming up and saying like, hey, this is annoying on campus. Can we change that? I'm like, let me figure it out. Let me have some meetings. We'll see what we can do.
What has been your favorite part of being involved in Student Senate, Elena?
Ooh, That's a good question. I think, I mean, there's so many parts of Senate that I love. I love that I'm able to see, I'm able to think of something that I find a grievance with on campus and that other students also find a grievance with on campus. And I'm able to make actual change from that. So last year I wrote a bill with the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. And it's with that student that I saw her tweet for. And it was about having professors use and turn on live transcription and like closed captioning on mm-hmm. Teams and Zoom, because that's an option that professors can use. And that's really helpful for students like myself who are hard of hearing. So I wrote that legislation, worked with the Student Accessibility Services, and we got that passed. And now all professors have to like make sure that like if that's being used or how to use that and figuring out how that works. So like seeing those changes on campus was really just amazing, because I'm really like leaving my mark at this institution before I leave. So
yeah. Very interesting about that Teams thing with the closed captions, because I don't think I've ever even had any professors mention a.
Yeah.
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that you can definitely ask your professors to use.
Oh, I'm gonna need that, because sometimes, and like with also like internet connection, sometimes like going in and out, like sometimes you're gonna like the audio goes out, but at least you'd have like something to be like, hey, I'm still getting the information that's being like taught in this lecture.
Yeah, exactly.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Google Meet is also a great tool to use. Their closed captioning is really great. I use that more for like office hours with my professors, just because of how good the closed captioning is.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say that we're always looking for new members with Senate. We're doing like rolling applications. So just apply on Bobcat Connect, and we'll reach out to you for an email, and then you can get started making some changes on campus too.
And you said that event was on Tuesday, correct?
Yes, Tuesday the 26th from 4 to 6. And more information will be on our Senate Instagram.
Okay. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And that's a wrap for this episode of Athens Happens. Make sure to check out thenewpolitical.com for podcast episodes and other content. Thank you, and until next time.